From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council held urgent talks on Sunday on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session of the UN to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon did not leave any doubt as to his opinion.
International law is clear. The systematic use of indiscriminate weapons in densely populated area is a war crime.
Ban Ki-moon, the leader of the Islamic jihadist group Boko Haram, appeared in a video posted on social media Sunday saying he is in good health. A man purported to be Abu Bakr Shekau spoke in a 40-minute video denying statements by the Nigerian army that he had been seriously wounded. The video was released on YouTube and dated September 25th. Iraqi officials say a suicide bomber has blown himself up in Baghdad, killing 7 people and wounding 19. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast Sunday in the Iskan neighborhood, a mostly Shiite district. This is VOA News.